In the background, we're listening to the new Mark McDonald. It's called It Doesn't End Here. Very, very fine recording, and we are glad to have him on our live line. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good, man. This is a great new CD you got out here. It's your debut.
It is, yes. Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Hey, listen, man, we wanted to get you on for a few minutes and tell us a little bit about yourself. Now when I looked over the personnel of everybody you got here, Jim Riddle, he's about the only cat that I really kind of know.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jim, I don't know, you may know him from some Pat Martino records.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the other guys.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll start with the drummer, who's a guy named Gene Lewin.
Very steady. He's on the money.
Yeah. Well, I love him as a drummer, and I actually happy to say that he's a very good friend of mine who I've known since the seventh grade.
How about that?
We go back a long way.
Yeah.
And Gene does some jazz drumming, with he was in a group called Fundamentia a few years ago that had some records out.
Mm-hmm.
And he also does plays with a group named Groove Lily that does some interesting kind of singer-songwriter and theater, musical theater work.
Mm.
And he also plays behind a lot of jazz singers in the New York area.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think I've heard your guitar player here, Steve Cardenas. He's awesome, too.
Yeah, he's out there. He's on the new Ben Allison record, which I don't know if you've heard.
Yes.
That.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he also plays with Paul Motion.
There we go.
His double quartet, I think.
Yes.
Paul Motion has a bunch of different groups.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So I know Steve plays with one of them, maybe the double quartet or electric bebop. I'm not sure exactly which one it is.
And then your bass player, man, this guy is so melodic, and he just sets the tone.
Yeah, he's a great bass player, rock solid. He plays, he's got metronomic feel back there.
Yes, he does.
Very melodic. And his name's Carl Spicer, and
mm-hmm.
he's kind of, one of those hardworking New York session guys,
mm-hmm.
plays with just about everybody around the city. When he was a little younger, I know he had, did a little bit of playing with one of the last Woody Herman herds.
Mm.
And he's played with, a bunch of singers, Andre McArdle and some other people, Quinn Lemley. So
now you've been around playing a lot out of the New York, New Jersey area, and for some years now, and you're just now getting around to doing this, huh?
I am, yeah. Took me I'm a bit of a late bloomer, I guess. Took me a while to I've been playing my own music around New Jersey and New York and some other places where I've landed over the years, but
yes.
This is the first time I've actually gotten it down on CD and gotten it out there, so it's very exciting.
Yes. Well, let's hear a little bit more of Mark McDonald's new one. It's called It Doesn't End Here. He's doing a standard here, Night and Day, and this is one of my favorite tunes here. Here's Mark McDonald.
Thank you.
We're listening to the new Mark McDonald, and we've got him on our live line. Hey, Mark, now, I know people have told you all kind of stuff about who you sound like. Now, you know, I, when I first heard you, I said, wow, he sounds like himself, but he's got, it sounds like he's got a little Bobby Watson in him.
Oh, that's interesting. That's always interesting to hear other people's perspective of who you sound like. I'm certainly familiar with Bobby's playing.
Yeah. But who were your influences?
Well, I guess, you know, being a lot of people over the years.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people that I think you might expect, you know, Charlie Parker, when I was just sort of starting out, trying to figure it out, was very important. I mean, the other alto players, like Cannonball Adderley, I love.
Yes.
I mean, Art Pepper, I've listened to.
Again,
when I was very young, I actually listened to some Paul Desmond. I think, you know, he was kind of easy for me to imitate and play along to the records when I was in high school. And I've also listened to a lot of tenor players. You know, Coltrane and Sonny Rollins and Joe Henderson and Stan Getz. So, you know, a lot of different people over the years.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, you know, according to your bio, Matt, it says you were born in London.
That is true. I was born in London and lived there till I was 6 years old.
How about that? Now, do you still go back and forth?
Sure. All my extended family on my mom's side lives in the UK. Actually, I'm just having a visit from my aunt as we speak.
How about that?
But, yeah, I get over there every few years.
And they have a very vibrant jazz scene in London.
They do. In fact, it's changed quite a bit. I was over there. I spent about 7 months there in, I think, 1982. There wasn't a lot going on at that time, but now, yeah, there's a very vibrant scene going over there with a lot of, you know, very good players.
Mark, tell us what you got going. I know you got a website happening. Tell us about that.
It's markmcdonaldmusic.com, which I actually sometimes tell people to just Google Mark McDonald Jazz, because I do have my first name, it's Mark with a C.
Yes.
And then the last name is McDonald, McDonald, like the hamburger chain. And, you know, it gets a bit confusing for people sometimes with the various spellings. But
right.
If you just put in Mark McDonald Jazz in Google, even if you misspell it, it'll take you there.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's where people can find information about me and other recordings I've been on with other people, and if they want to pick up this recording, they can go there, and you know, there's information on how to do that as well.
Yes. Now you're teaching, aren't you?
Actually, I'm not teaching. I have done a lot of teaching in the past, but right now I'm not doing a lot of teaching. I have an 11-month-old son doing a lot of stay-at-home dad these days.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations on that one.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been very exciting also.
Yes, it has. I can imagine. Hey, well, listen, Mark, we're not going to keep you on a line here, but we want to thank you so much, Matt, for coming on the live line here in Chicago at WHBK.
Oh, sure.
And we want to congratulate you on this new CD. In fact, have the reviews been coming in?
Yeah, the reviews have been coming in from some of the, you know, the websites.
Yes.
Which have been, I've been very gratified with those so far, and hopefully have something coming out in the print magazines over the next month or two.
Yes.
You know, they have usually a longer lead time, and so, you know, see what they have to say, but I've been very happy with the response so far from the, you know, the blogs and the online jazz magazines.
Hey, well, man, it's a very exciting and an eclectic CD, to say the least, but it's quite well. And, man, we are going to play it here in Chicago, so we wanted to give you a ring, man, a jingle, and get you on the line, you know, so you could say hello to the people here in Chicago, and maybe one day you'll get out this way.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, I'd love to come see everybody out there, and, you know, it's been great talking with you.
So. Hey, thank you so much, Mark McDonald. Here is Mark McDonald doing Blue Skies. No, yeah, Blue Skies. Let's play that.
Okay.